That's the sound of celebrations on the streets of Paris as the election results are announced, and France now has a new president. Sarkozy is out. François Hollande is in. He's the first socialist elected as the leader of France since 1995. He beat Nicolas Sarkozy in what many are calling and interpreting as a revolt against the Eurozone austerity measures that have been pushed by both Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. We're joined now by Stephen Erlanger, correspondent for our partner here, The New York Times, and also Dominique Barbet, senior economist at BNP Paribas. Thanks to both of you for joining us. Stephen, let me begin with you, because clearly the voters of France were sending a message here. But what is this message? Is it purely an economic reaction to austerity measures, or is this more about Sarkozy's famously outsized personality and also his swing to the far-right anti-immigration policies?
Well, domestically, I think it was as much a rejection of Sarkozy and his character, much more than about it, than a rejection of his policies. I mean, there was still a kind of doubt about François Hollande. Sarkozy came from way back and nearly pulled it off, despite the turn to the right, or perhaps because of it. I think the French understand that there are harder times coming. Both candidates, which made it quite remarkable, said they were committed to balancing the French budget and that mastering the debt was an important part of the next 5 years. So the French aren't surprised by that. They may be surprised at how Mr. Hollande tries to do it, because he's been extremely vague about how he means to do it. He's talked a lot about spending increases. He's talked about tax increases. He hasn't said a word about spending cuts. But I think the French understand there's something coming, but they were fed up with Sarkozy, I have to say, fed up with his voice, his mannerism, his one promise after another. I mean, he confused them terribly. They felt in a way he demeaned the presidency. So yes, this is in part of a vote against maybe German domination as much as it is against austerity. But it was also, I think, very much a rejection of the man himself.
Well, Dominique, what specifically do we know about François Hollande? He has said that he can balance the budget, but he can possibly do that without austerity measures and that they're not inevitable. What are his economic priorities?
The economic priorities are certainly to pursue a policy which people could more easily accept than in France. That is to say, a fair policy, a policy in which most of the taxes would be levied on the richest people and the corporate side. This obviously will raise competitiveness issue over the medium term. But on the short term, it's true that indeed the Socialist Party is aiming towards balanced public accounts, which is something really new for this party in France.
And Stephen, what does this mean for the stability of the Eurozone at exactly a time when obviously the elections going on in Greece that has led to a really unstable, fragmented government there? This would be a time when the Eurozone needs uniformity, and it looks as though perhaps Hollande will not be walking in lockstep with Angela Merkel.
Well, that is certainly true, and he sees himself as the vanguard, because of course he's a socialist, he sees himself as the vanguard of a new wave of anti-austerity feeling in Europe. But of course, austerity in some degree is the wrong word. What we're doing is mastering debt and adjusting economies. I think the markets are really worried about Greece, and they should be, because in Greece you had a complete political meltdown. You've had a kind of popular democratic revolt against the austerity program, the adjustment program imposed on Greece for its sins in return for bailout money. And you have the two main parties who've lost terribly. They back the deal. The other parties are against the deal, from the far left, the far right, blah, blah, blah. And you have in Greece, not even sure you're going to get a government. But if you get a government, it'll be of the parties who've just been rejected. So their political democratic legitimacy is in question, which again raises the question of, can Greece make it? Can it, once again throw terror into the markets and pull down the rest of the Eurozone? That's a big question.
Well, let me go back to you, Dominique Barbet, senior economist at BNP Paribas. What does this mean for the future of France? Do you see this sort of a voter revolt extending into June with the parliamentary elections?
No, probably not. First of all, the situation, economic situation, is not as dramatic here as it is in Greece. We didn't have several consecutive years of massive recession, just like they had. And also, the French electoral system is built so that there is a majority of people who voted for François Hollande, who elected him president. And so now the question of legitimacy is not a problem in France. And it's highly likely that the new president will get an absolute majority in the parliament, where we still have the similar voting system. So the problem of setting up a government, which is one of the key issues in Greece, will not be an issue in France, and the risk of social unrest is much more limited in France compared to what it is in most other European countries.
Well, Stephen Erlanger of the New York Times, one thing is probably a good bet, which is that François Hollande will not be celebrating with an enormous expensive feast at a top-flight restaurant or borrowing someone's yacht for a vacation, right?
That is absolutely sure. I mean, when Hollande has said, "I don't like the rich," I think he meant it. I mean, he is a man of kind of rather plebeian taste. He likes the French. He doesn't like bling bling. I think he's going to be, in atmospheric terms, in inclusive terms, in rhetorical terms, a good president of France. The question is he going to be a leader? And will he tell the truth to the French about what needs to be done about the economy in order to preserve the French social model? I mean, France isn't Britain or the United States. People will pay more tax to keep state spending high enough to try to preserve what they have.
Stephen Erlanger is correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Dominique Barbet is senior economist at BNP Paribas. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.